So again, I'm Michelle. I'm a dear friend of Pastor CJ. I'm also a deacon in the ELCA, the rostered minister of word and service. We have pastors, word and sacrament, called to that ministry, all this fun stuff. And then word and service, our deacons, who are called to the ministry of word and service, connecting what happens in here, the fun stuff, and connect out into world, also the fun stuff, right? And so I get to do that through being the director of Beloved Arts and Practice, where I lead a ministry of contemplative practice, because I need to take a breath every once in a while, right? And connect in mind and body and spirit. So I lead workshops and retreats based in contemplative practice and creative expression, where we get to use the tools of creativity to connect in mind and body and spirit as a way of naming what is real, as a way of connecting to our world, as a way of connecting to ourselves to find healing and wholeness and liberation. Now, again, as you heard earlier, we've been friends for, we don't need to do the children's sermon again. There it is. Yeah. So, what is contemplative practice? Well, the way I define contemplative practice is simply how we make space in our lives to pay attention to God, listening and being open to God's spirit in the midst, knowing we're not always present. We've got a lot going on, right? The busyness, the things to do, our worries, our longings, desires, and contemplative practice helps us take a pause and to notice and to listen. Carmelite William McNamara talks about contemplation or contemplative practice as this long, loving look at the real. I love this. A long, loving look at the real. This is our journey of life and faith, this long, loving look at the real. And we get to do that together in community. As a practice, we get to begin again, as St. Benedict says, again and again, with each breath, we begin again. So as we are invited into this long, loving look at the real, we reflect on our scripture text this afternoon, as we also celebrate Pastor CJ coming into this church community and to honor her call in this place. An installation, meaning a pause in this faith life to say thank you. You get to be with us in the midst and to say thank you as community, to be with us in the midst here in this community. And Pastor CJ is not the one and only, but as we are, we'll soon hear in those installation prayers, her calling is a calling to be among us, a calling of pastoral care and welcome and justice alongside you all, with you all together as people of faith. Now, as I dwell on our text today, I can't help but hear this echo of welcome and care. In the Old Testament passage, we are witness to a mystical meeting, a gathering of strangers in the desert, where God shows up in and amongst them in this in-between place of tents and journey. We hear offerings of sustenance and care. Let a little water be brought, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread, that you may refresh yourselves. And after that, you may pass on, since you have come to be to your servant. Stop here and rest a while, under the tree, where God's creation offers hospitality. And then this hospitality, beyond creation, under the tree, is offered by Sarah and Abraham, tending to the stranger's needs. And goodness, do they do so, right? A lavish meal, a space to dwell and rest, water to relieve their bodies from the sun and the day's travel. The whole scene displays an unexpected and beautiful glimpse of the kingdom of God. Now, our gospel text presents another kingdom glimpse under a tree. In an unexpected turn of events, a tiny seed grows into a large tree enough for birds and wild creatures to live and to thrive. Another place of sustenance and care. Jesus speaks this picture as a parable or a story of noticing and wondering, of paying attention to God's wisdom in the midst. Now, as I wonder about your new life together with Pastor CJ, it is this imagery that has inspired the commissioned worship banners you see here today. And they're on the altar space right now. But the other half is bright reds and yellows, these tree branches. And so this piece of art offers us a glimpse of maybe some stained glass or mosaic imagery. In churches, that's how we tell stories of God's love, in the windows, stained glass. And so we have that imagery of stained glass. And the tree branches that will soon have leaves, and I'll get to that in just a moment. But together as the people of faith, we are not only resting under the tree, but we get to be part of God's holy creation, acting out in love and care. So as we practice our faith together, we join alongside one another's long, loving look at the real. So, dear people of faith, let's pause for a moment under the tree. Imagine, if you will, we get this opportunity to pause under the tree. A tree that connects us to its roots, to our ancestors, those who have come before us, and the seeds that will release into the Spirit's winds for those who come long after us. A tree that echoes our stained glass God stories and invites us to continue God's creative and bold stories of love and sustenance and care. Right here, right now. A tree of life that we are all a part of. And so when we look at the branches now, we notice the leaves are missing. The green, it's actually a rainbow color, but you can't see that. But the green color of the rainbow is not there yet. Because part of this art project that will then be part of your worship banners hanging up in your altar space is some prayers of the people. And so we're going to do a little bit of that practice we did this morning with our prayers together. Now, you'll notice in your pews, there's paper plates with pieces of canvas and pencils. And if this made you stop breathing, because it's art supplies, keep breathing, you'll be okay. But if you don't have enough in your spot, there's plenty over here, too. We can make sure everybody gets one, so you might have to shuffle around. The folks in the back need some. Yeah, there's some extras here. So we'll have to shuffle around. Thank you, Alex. Make sure every, or if there's not enough, we can share a little bit. So we're going to pause in this sermon time to do something a little different. We're going to pray together on our canvas. And so you're going to be invited with a couple different questions to write or draw your prayer response. Now, these pieces of canvas, we're going to be paint pouring over top with some green in our fellowship space after our service today. And these prayers and the paint that is poured over in prayer two are then going to become the leaves on the trees that will become a part of your banners. And there will probably be some birds that appear throughout the year as you have milestones and moments in ministry to share together. No pressure. So with these leaves, we're going to be praying on the inside, and you can use your pencil to write or draw. And we're reminded in prayer practices to be curious and have a little fun with it. Be kind to yourself and others and your self-talk around art supplies. Keep breathing. You're okay. And the biggest thing about prayer practice is you can't do this wrong. You can't do this wrong. So whatever comes from your heart in the midst of this time of prayer, feel free to write or draw. So as we begin this prayer practice, here are these questions, and I'll ask a question, and then give you a moment to pause, and then I'll ask another question. Okay? So our first question is, what do you celebrate or long for in church community? What do you celebrate or long for in our church community? So spend a moment with that now. What do you celebrate or long for in our church community? Take another moment or so. And there's three more questions, so if you have to paste your drawing and doodles, just know that. Our next question is, what are your hopes for this community? What are your hopes for this community of faith? What are your hopes? You can offer that in words or doodles, drawings. Take another moment or so. So our next question is, where do you see God and God's love? Where do you see God and God's love in your world? Where do you see God and God's love? Take a moment to write or draw on your canvas. Take another moment or so. And our final question in our prayer practice is, how might God be calling you to share in God's love? How might God be calling you to share in God's love? What might be some things that God might be calling you to in sharing God's love? Can write or draw some wonderings. Another moment or so. So I invite you to take a breath in and out. As we offer these prayers, I invite you to lift up your paper plates with your canvases on as you're offering it. Yeah, so we get to see all our prayers being offered. Yeah, well done. Nice job. Let's pray. Holy and most gracious God, we thank you for the gift of community. We thank you for the journey along the way. Guide and guard our hearts as we continue to live out your calling in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, dear beloveds, it's a joy to be with you all as we celebrate Pastor CJ's installation. As she joins in leadership among you, as she preaches and teaches and cares alongside you. So as you find your way together, once strangers in the wilderness, God's mystical and mysterious spirit greets you in this place, offering a place to pause and find sustenance and care. As you then continue the journey of life and faith from here. As you grow together among the branches and leaves of God's kingdom, rooted in God's grace and mercy, may you find a space of welcome and tender care, a space of restoring shade, a space of seedling energy that spirit bursts forth in new cycles of life, of liberating justice and freedom for all of God's creation to thrive and be known and to be. We breathe in, we breathe out. Amen. And let it be so.